very happy Valentine's Day to you. I'm going to change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'll even change the way I strut myself. Good morning to you. Today is Valentine's Day, February 14, 2008. I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBN for a program we call I Kid You Not. We discuss important issues affecting all of us every day. Issues that are all too often ignored by the mainstream media. More often than not, stories that, simply put, defy any sort of common sense or reasoning. And yet, unfortunately, in most cases are true. I kid you not. We invite your participation by telephone, 800-313-9443. And so as we say, whoever you are and wherever you may be on this Valentine's Day 2008, thank you for joining us and welcome to this next hour. Well, now yesterday we showed how Mexico is invading the United States borders, pouring across to the tune of anywhere from 4 to 10,000 people per day, unhindered for the most part, 70 to 80% of them coming across successfully, illegally, entering our country. Now, all this amounts to is a war without a declaration of war. And we've also attempted to show yesterday how the President of the United States has completely and utterly failed in his constitutional duty and oath of office by not defending the United States of America from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, today we're going to continue to look at some of the reasons why our borders are going essentially unprotected, even though we're in a state of war. And some of these coming across our borders, believe it or not, are terrorists from the Middle East. We know that. And yet nothing is done. So we're going to look at the coming North American Union. And I have to tell you, yes, the rumors of the North American Union are true. We invite your participation. What are your thoughts on this undeclared war across our southern border? 800-313-9443. Get on the telephone and talk to us and tell us your views. This is possibly the very most important issue facing this nation, and something that the trilateralists and the CFR, in conjunction with the President of the United States, do not want you to know about. The evidence is mounting as we speak. The President and the Congress have obviously allowed the invasion from Mexico to go unchecked for years, are now compounding that unconstitutional tort by sort of legalizing the invasion. You say, how are they legalizing the invasion? Simple. By creating a North American Union, or NAU, as it's called, which essentially eliminates the borders of the United States with Mexico and Canada, replacing their existing currencies with a new common currency called the Amero. It's irksome, it's worrisome, to say the least, to learn that while we the people have been paying attention to our families and our careers and our property taxes and income taxes, believing the government to be benevolent and acting in the interest of defending the Constitution and the rights, freedoms, and liberties of we the people, the Republic has, well, we'll get back to this. We're talking about the coming North American Union coming at us like a freight train with its pedal to the metal. Get on the telephone. What's your thoughts on this? 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Back. Don Wayne with you here on this Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you, whoever you are and wherever you may be out there within sound of my voice today. We hope you have a very happy Valentine's Day. We've been discussing the coming North American Union, which has its origins, which can only best be described as from the gates of hell. The Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm sure many of you listeners to RBN are more than familiar with the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. If not, you should be. But here are some of the facts. Get on the telephone and tell us your views on the coming North American Union. Now, this is all supposed to be happening by the year 2010. That's not far from now, is it? And believe me, they keep their timetable. Their idea is to completely destroy the United States of America. Lou Dobbs over at CNN said that the North American Union could destroy the United States of America. That's what we're talking about this morning, folks. Does that get your curiosity up a little bit? Your interest? Certainly hope so, because you're not going to hear about this on the mainstream media. You're not going to hear it on Fox News. Rupert Murdoch is one of the problems. He's not part of the solution. They're all members of this bunch, this Trilateral Commission and the CFR. And we're going to get into that this morning, so don't touch that dial. This is very important stuff that we're going to be sharing with you. Now, here are some of the facts. In the year 2002, Mexican President Vicente Fox declared, quote, "Our long-range objective is to establish with the United States an ensemble of connectors and institutions similar to those created by the European Union. The new framework we wish to construct is inspired in the example of the European Union." That's what this is all about. To create this CANAMEX, this North American Union, as a counterpart to the European Union. And, of course, all of this will be leading up to what? If you say a one-world government, you get a cookie. That's exactly what this is all about. And it's coming at us like a freight train, folks. Sad to say. And I don't know how we're going to stop it. I'm trying my best here in this hour. It's up to all of us. We do have some solutions out there. As a free people, we can still act. But it's like Jefferson said, a free and enlightened people cannot be enslaved. You're not going to be enlightened by today's media, which is a disgrace to journalism, both electronic and printed. It's an absolute disgrace to a thinking people. Anyway, here's some more of the facts. Corporate America, the principal force behind NAFTA, immediately got behind the North American Union. Well, of course. And Robert Bartley. Who's Robert Bartley? He's the editorial page editor of the Wall Street Journal. And he declared the president of Mexico a visionary. Bartley wrote in the Wall Street Journal that he, Fox, can be assured that there's one voice north of the Rio Grande that supports his vision. And what's that one voice? His newspaper. His newspaper, the Wall Street Journal. In April of 2005, Mexico's foreign secretary publicly declared that what Mexico is about, meaning its invasion of the United States, is complete integration of Mexico and the United States. That is, a merger of the two countries. What are your thoughts on this? 800-313-9443. Get on the telephone, talk to me, and get your views known. This is happening as we sleep at the switch. In August of 2006, Dr. Robert Pastor. Now, Dr. Robert Pastor happens to be vice chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations Task Force on North America. And he appeared before the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, Pastor calling for a merger of the United States, Mexico, and Canada. He said it would be called the North American Union, that it would extend from Prudhoe Bay in Alaska to Guatemala, with no borders in between. Get that now? No borders in between. See the link between this and what we were discussing a couple of days ago, this illegal immigration problem? It all links up together. You have to sort of put the pieces together. You can't just look at one incident and try to make any sense out of it. It's not going to happen. You have to put the pieces together, and it's sort of like a puzzle, isn't it? When you put the pieces together, then you understand what these rascals are up to. It's treasonous activity, strictly unconstitutional. What's the president doing about it? Zilch. Nothing, as in nothing. What's the Congress doing about it? They'll be doing nothing about it, so don't hope for anything to happen anytime soon, especially with Democrats controlling Congress. Think about that as you walk into the voting booth on Election Day. In September of 2006, political, corporate, and financial elites from the three countries, again, Mexico, U.S., and Canada, met secretly. See, they meet secretly. They don't even have these meetings out in the open where the press, if we had such a thing anymore, could cover these stories. They met secretly in Canada to further develop the vision of the North American Union. Oh, you might hear a little tidbit here and there on Fox News or CNN or some of the alphabet networks, but they're not going to tell you what these rascals are up to. However, thanks to Judicial Watch, that's a wonderful organization, Judicial Watch, they filed a Freedom of Information request and succeeded in obtaining written documents from that meeting. And the people have learned more about the status of the plans to develop the North American Union, who attended the meeting, and the desires of the group to evolve the NAU, North American Union, as much as possible by stealth. Stealth. You know what stealth is? That means no one's really supposed to know about it. According to WorldNet Daily, participants in a high-level, closed-door, three-day conference on the integration of the three North American nations debated whether openness about goals was preferred to a stealthy policy of building infrastructure before a vision of the end result was even laid out to the people of the United States, Mexico, and Canada. This according to notes obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request. They're going to do this with stealth so that you and I aren't supposed to know about it. And don't worry, the media will do nothing to uncover it. The media has been asleep for a long time. The media is part of the problem, incidentally, both electronic and printed, is part of the problem in this nation now. It's not part of the solution. Our founders envisioned a free media that would be unhindered, that would have the best interests of this country as part of their journalistic endeavor. And, of course, anything but that exists today. Some people accuse CNN of being the communist news network. Well, perhaps they're not far from it in some of their stances. Lou Dobbs, the exception. Steve in Ohio is on the telephone. Steve, welcome to the program this morning. What are your thoughts on the North American Union or whatever's on your mind?
Well, Don, I was thinking that on this North American Union thing, it seems to me, you know, I've been thinking about this, and it seems to me the only two groups that would benefit from something like that is big business and the powerful people in this country that's in charge of the drug trade. That's the only two groups that I can see would benefit from that. Everybody else, it hurts. And, you know, like the drug trade I'm talking about, you know, you can see the evidence of that of the, you know, in the booming poppy fields in Afghanistan. That's how these people feel about drugs. And, you know, I'm not so sure that they don't use the drugs to help control the population, you know, so they can carry out their other, plan. But, you know, everybody knows that this is just one step toward a one-world government. And
well, can I just say, Steve, can I just interject here a little bit? Sure, you're right on the money when you say it's business and the elitists. They're the ones that are going to profit from all of this, and they're willing to destroy the United States of America so that they may prosper. Go ahead.
I agree with you, Don. I agree with you 100%. And like you say, I'm not sure how to stop it either, you know. I just don't know. I just wanted to give you my opinion there.
Well, I thank you so much, Steve.
Okay, thank
and,
you.
You be back. Thanks for joining us on this Valentine's Day. And if you've got some thoughts, you're invited to talk to us. Get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. We are discussing here today the most important issue facing the United States of America now and well into the future as far as we can see it. This is a threat that will destroy. Lou Dobbs said it on CNN so well. He said if this comes about, and it's coming about as we speak, it will mean the destruction of the United States of America. When you consider all of the blood that has been spilled on foreign wars, protecting this constitutional republic, and how a few elitists, the David Rockefellers of this world and his ilk, including George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush, every president going back to John F. Kennedy, members of this elitist club, they're the ones that will benefit. Thank you, Steve, for bringing that to our attention. They're the only ones, and if you look at this thing and analyze it, they're willing to sell out the posterity, the future of this once great constitutional republic for their own filthy ends. And that's why I say it's right out of the gates of hell. Tell me where I'm wrong. You may disagree with my conclusions on this. But get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. Well, we're laying out some more stuff here. And this is material, incidentally, that I gathered off the website We the People Foundation. And it might be a good site for you to check out, wethepeoplefoundation.org. And it has all this. Okay, I can hear we've got a break coming up. Get on the telephone now, 800-313-9443. The North American Union is coming like a freight train. What are your views? Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, and the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
All right, we're back. We have Richard in Alabama on the phone with us on this Valentine's Day. Good morning, Richard. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
I was just thinking about all the problems you describe, and I can trace it all back to David Rockefeller's visit to China. Do you remember that Rockefeller went to China before Nixon?
If you're asking me for a truthful answer, no, I do not, but I would not doubt that for a
moment. Anyway, I do remember it. David Rockefeller made a trip to China before Nixon, and it was very unpublicized. It was, people knew, but it never reached the newspaper. He's made several trips. And I see the pattern. Trade is not just about goods and services, it's about immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the transfer of mortgages and deeds and titles.
Mm-hmm.
We have been trading our land for cheap plastic junk from China. And we've also been agreeing to take in all of the dark, oppressed peoples of the world and educate them and give them medical care and housing and affirmative action government jobs, and so we're dying. And that was the promise that David Rockefeller made to Mao Zedong, that he would destroy Russia and America. He would destroy all the white countries with immigration.
Can I also, Richard, can I just jump in here for a moment, not to destroy your train of thought there?
Yeah.
But he also said that the United States is going, this is a direct quote from David Rockefeller now, he said the United States will have to learn to get along on a lot less of what we produce. That means that gradually they're going to reduce the United States of America to a third world country. Think about that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. The details may be complex, but really it was treason. It was trading land.
Absolutely.
Trading all our ranches and farms,
mm-hmm.
the deeds to our land, or cheap plastic Chinese junk.
Try to find anything made in America.
You go mortgages. Shopping. That's what we make. We make mortgages, and we constantly were passing bond issues to obligate our land for this and that. And
but see, that doesn't produce wealth. You have to produce a product to produce wealth. And we've already deindustrialized this nation to the extent that Detroit's on its knees. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Of course, it's not a mistake. It's not an error.
It's all intended. Exactly right, Richard. It's all intended by these coming right from the gates of hell, the trilateralists and the CFR. We have to wake up to this threat. We have to do something. And they don't care who you vote for come November, whether it be Hillary, whether it be Obama, whether it be McCain, they're all members of the same club, aren't they?
Some people are focused on this New World Order, which will mm-hmm. never happen. But the New World Order will destroy the United States and Russia and all the white countries. Because the other countries are not ashamed of being racist. They're not ashamed of kicking people out of their country who are of the wrong race. They're not ashamed of deporting women who marry foreigners. They're not ashamed of putting up racial barriers and saying you can't naturalize unless your father was one of us.
Well, you see, Richard, here's the problem. Here's the problem. It's much deeper than that. What we're talking about here is we're talking about a European Union, and we're soon to have a North American Union, and what this all amounts to is nothing more or less than the formation with the United Nations of a one-world government.
That's right.
And that is going to happen.
The United Nations is, UN is 90% non-white. Now think about that. The UN is 90% non-white. And how much protest does the UN put up to our adventure in Afghanistan and Iraq and all our military adventures? How much protest does the UN put up?
Well, forget protest. They're not even lifting a finger to help.
Of course. They see our destruction. They mm-hmm. foresee our destruction, and they're sitting quietly and waiting for us to destroy ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, Richard, we thank you for your input this morning, truly. And your opinions are valued here. They're your opinions, and you're entitled to them. And we thank you for participating on this Valentine's Day. Let's move along now. We have Kathy in Texas. Kathy, good morning to you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. I won't hear that from my husband. He doesn't believe in that kind of stuff, but it saves him a lot of money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to maybe offer some kind of encouragement. Or try. You know, to me, it seems like the political situation, you know, they're trying to make a one-world government. And I think they're, you know, they're trying to mimic.
Whoa, can you hold, Kathy? I'm sorry. We've got a break coming up here. Can you hold on through the break for us, Kathy?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Call us now. Talk to me. Get on telephone, 800-313-9443, the new world, the North American Union, coming like a freight train. What are your calls? Back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back. We have Kathy in Texas on the line on this Valentine's Day. Kathy, go ahead. We were interrupted here, but go ahead and continue.
Well, Don, did you hear the commercial there where the fellow read a couple of scriptures out of Matthew 24, verse 6 and 7?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I was going to read those verses.
He stole your thunder, huh?
Yeah, but I thought maybe I'd
go ahead.
On.
You can repeat it. Well, it doesn't hurt to repeat scripture.
Well, let me just go on here to verse 8.
Sure, sure. Go ahead.
It says that all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity or lawlessness shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, and the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto the nations, and then the end come. Now, I think that the North American Union, you know, we shouldn't be too concerned about nations, you know, rising against nation, but we have to keep in our mind what our goal is, you know, to follow God's commandments and to love our neighbor and try not to treat government as our God.
Well, what you just shared with us, though, Kathy, don't you think, and this is my take on it, we as Christians are coming into a period where we're going to be persecuted beyond, where we're going to have to put up or shut up in our faith. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Here's what I mean. Just what you just read the scripture. You said, and the love of many shall wax cold. Mm-hmm. In other words, those that are pretending, you know, to be in the church, or they're in a counterfeit church or something like that out there. We live in an age of apostasy, don't we?
Yeah.
A vast apostasy. Remember, the Bible teaches us that day, what day? The day of the rapture of the church shall not come, lest there be a vast, what, falling away first. We see that today.
Yes.
There's no revival going on out there, but the true Christians, many, are going to be involved where they're going to be under persecution. I see it in the news around the world, and it's going to happen right here in the good old U.S. of A. It's going to happen, and we have to be prepared for it. And this coming North American Union, Kathy, is preparation, as I mentioned a moment ago, along with the United Nations, along with the European Union. It's all preparatory. It's all coming about. This one world government that is so clearly prophesied is going to happen in the last days. Go ahead.
Well, and isn't that they're mimicking God's plan to have his kingdom here on earth? And I think that the Christians, we need to take advantage of the people. You know, they're sending these people to us that can't speak English and don't know. They're ignorant, and somehow we have to reach out to them and teach them. You know, don't hate them, love them. And there are some, you know, that are criminals, and it's terrible, but I think sometimes we have to concentrate on making sure that our justice system is working the way the American culture is set up. Instead of having the governments going after people, the court's a mess, and they're doing it wrong.
The judicial system in this country is dysfunctional.
It is. I served on a grand jury.
Absolutely, totally, completely dysfunctional. Absolutely.
I felt like I'm intelligent. I served on a grand jury, and I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't even know what, couldn't tell you what a crime was. And I have to, you know, think about the fact that there's a lot of people out there that don't know, and the government continues to create crimes by paper, and they just make you, you know, they're putting anybody in jail.
Well, no, they're helping to create chaos along our southern borders by not doing anything. There's anywhere from 4, depending on your source, anywhere from 4 to 10,000 illegals a day coming across our borders, pretty much unhindered. And they're creating a situation that's going to create chaos, that's going to help them bring about this this new world order of theirs, you know?
Now, do you know, Don, is We the People organization, do they talk about trying to get the People's Court set up? You know, where the...
You know something? I just came across it here the past couple of days, and I have not delved into it that deeply, Kathy, but that's a good question. I will be doing so because it's a wonderful source. It really is.
I think so because somehow we have to, I don't have the strength yet. This is really hard for me. I worked in tax accounting for 20 years and I'm having to stand up to the IRS and it just is tearing me apart.
I know. Well, listen, Kathy, we want to thank you for joining us on this Valentine's Day and thanks for your input.
And
we have to move along here.
It's great.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Steve in Ohio, you're back. Not like a bad penny, but very welcome, Steve.
Hey, Don,
you have something else to add? Is that it?
Yeah, I got another point. You got my blood pressure up for the day now, so I wanted to make one more point. Do you remember when we were kids? You're probably about the same age as me. You remember when we were kids, we went to school.
Are you 26, Steve?
No, I'm a little bit older than that. But I remember every day when us kids went to school, the very first thing we did was we stood up, we looked at the American flag, we put our hand over our
heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic.
That's right.
Oh, that's wrong, because aren't we a democracy, Steve?
We are.
If you watch CNN and Fox News, we're a democracy, aren't we?
They
must have had that wrong. Go ahead.
And, then back in those days, we would say the Lord's Prayer. But after all these years of doing that and believing that, now they're going to want us to throw that whole solemn oath away to pledge allegiance to another entity. And I'm just not going to do that. They can kill me first before I do that, and they probably will be happy to do that. But I just wanted to bring that point up, too. After all these years of making everybody believe we should pledge allegiance to this country, now they're going to change that on us? So that's all I had to say, Don. I just had to make that point.
Well, thanks for your input, Steve. We thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, so the North American Union, combined with the European Union, combined with the United Nations, that's your basic building block to the New World Order, to the One World Government, is it not? And that's what we have. That's what we have coming about in this country. And how are we going to cope with it? How are we going to, in the final analysis, how are we as Christians and as even non-Christians, how are we going to be coping with this evil threat? Because believe me, it is evil. It is right out of the gates of hell. This is not some effort to create prosperity among the human race out there, as they claim. This is to benefit the David Rockefellers, the Zbigniew Brzezinskis, the Jimmy Carters, the George Bushes of this world. This is to their benefit. 300-plus members strong, members of the Trilateral Commission. They're the ones that will benefit from all of this. And what's it going to cost the world? It's going to cost the world, the United States of America, ultimately, unless there's some sort of divine intervention or something. It's certainly not going to happen in the political arena. It's not going to happen because we elect some statesman to be president of the United States. We don't have any statesmen left. We're all out of statesmen, sorry to say. We're all about self-serving politicians. What they're after is their own self-aggrandizement, their own power. All you have to do is have a little bit of insight into what these people are all about. They're willing to do or say anything to get elected. And I've shared this with you before, where Dwight Eisenhower once said that the office of the presidency is so important that the office should seek the man rather than the man seeking the office. And we're anywhere but near that. I mean, these people are spending multiplied millions of dollars. The more they can spend, the better their chances of becoming elected. And I think you have to attribute that to the dumbed-down nature of our electorate, our body politic out there. We have almost half of the people in this country that are willing to return the Clintons to office, an impeached, disgraced presidency. There's no morality there. James Madison once said that this Constitution is wholly inadequate for a non-Christian people. He didn't say religious. Look it up. He said, this Constitution is wholly inadequate for a non-Christian people. Why? Because there has to be some form of self-government there. You can't pass a law. You can't legislate morality. Anybody that thinks you can, they've got another think coming. It's just not going to happen. And so we're talking on this program about the most serious threat posed ever. You can almost say ever since the founders founded this great nation. And it's called the North American Union. It's devised by people who worship Lucifer, many of them. George Bush, a member of the Skull and Bone Society at Yale University. Who's their god? They worship Lucifer. It's a secret society. And this is where they're coming from. So it's no secret when you sort of, I think that's what we have to do, don't we? We have to sort of sit back, take a deep breath, and sort of connect the dots and see why these things are happening. You ask yourself, well, gee, why aren't they doing anything about our southern border? We're being invaded by anywhere from 4,000 to 10,000 illegals every day, daily. And while this is happening, the Bush administration is persecuting Border Patrol agents that are doing their job, protecting this nation from this invasion. And two of them are sitting in prison Bush will not, he will not pardon these two. Of course, we can pardon crooks like Clinton did. You know, it's really, when you look at these things and you start to analyze what's going on, you wonder how in the world this nation can continue. And I don't mean that in a pessimistic way. I think that if enough of us wake up and enough of us know what's going on out there, and enough of us care about preserving this great constitutional republic of ours that's been blood-bought, passed down generation to generation, what right do we have? What right? I pose this question to you this morning on this Valentine's Day. What right do we have? What right do you and I have to pass on a nation less free than the one that we inherited, the one that we were fortunate enough to be born into? We have to really be serious about our politics, or we're going to be swept away, folks, because there's some very shrewd people that are pulling the strings of all these politicians. The David Rockefellers of this world, there's the big known Brzezinskis, the Jimmy Carters. You know, I can remember when Carter was elected to the presidency, everybody said, gee, you know, this guy, this peanut farmer from Georgia, more teeth than brains, how's he get elected to the presidency? Where'd he come from? Well, he came about because the media got behind him 100% like they're doing Obama now to promote this guy to the presidency. And if we aren't smart enough to see through these shenanigans, God only knows what type of politician is going to be moving into the White House. We don't know what Obama stands for. Well, he stands for change. Well, you don't tear down a castle and replace it with a shack. What kind of change is he talking about? I'm afraid the change that he's talking about is a change that you and I don't want to think about. And that's taking us from a capitalist society, a free enterprise society, that's produced the greatest standard of living the world has ever known, and not because of, but in spite of the government and the politicians, and turning us into a socialist cesspool of humanity. That's maybe the change he's talking about, huh? Who knows? The global elite, through the direct operation of Bush and his administration, creating North American Union, it'll combine, as we say, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., they consider this a super state called the North American Union, roughly patterned after the European Union. No political or economic mandate for creating it. Absolutely none. In fact, I defy you, if you're within sound of my voice this morning, to call and let me know, 800-313-9443, when the last time you heard any politician, Bush included, refer to the North American Union. The word they're using for it is they want to do this in a stealthy manner. In other words, on the hush. You and I are not supposed to know about it. Thankfully, we still have certain media that can get this message out. And RBN is one of them. And you ought to support this effort. The future of the America is what's in the balance here. The election of George W. Bush in 2000 should have been no surprise. Bush was not a member of the Trilateral Commission, but, and this came as a surprise to me when I learned this, but he was not. However, his vice president, Dick Cheney, is a member of the Trilateral Commission, and Cheney's wife, Lynn, is also a member of the commission in her own right. The influence of the Trilateral Commission over the executive branch of the United States government is unmistakable. Critics agree. I should say critics are arguing that this scenario is merely circumstantial and that the most qualified political talent, quote-unquote, quite naturally tends to belong to groups like the Trilateral Commission in the first place. What a bunch of B is in B, S is in S. These people consider themselves so wise. I refer you to a Bible passage where it says in there that in the last days they will be professing themselves, that maybe isn't professor, professing themselves to be wise, they become as fools. From such, turn away. The best and the brightest, That means that they're dumbed down, they're propagandized, they don't believe, they don't have any values, they don't have, their only value is materialism. And there's nothing more materialistic than communism and socialism. And I'm just wondering if Obama doesn't have that in mind for as far as his change agency is concerned. Well, we'll see, won't we? Why would the Trilateral Commission try to dominate the executive branch? Well, quite simply, power. Power. That's it, folks. Power to get things done directly, which have been impossible to accomplish through the only moderately successful lobbying efforts of the past. Power to use the government as a bully platform to modify political behavior throughout the world. That's their objective. Get on the telephone. The waning moments of our I Kid You Not show for this Valentine's Day. 800-313-9443. That's our phone. Get on the telephone and talk to us. What are your thoughts? Back in a minute.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're in the waning moments now of our Valentine's Day show here on RBN. I kid you not. We have Davey in Texas on the line with us. Davey, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Don. How are you today?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, I guess. All things considered, living in a mind-controlled concentration camp. Hey, I was wondering, I had a couple of big dots for you, but first I had a question. Do you know really and truly what made the mass murder at Waco possible?
Boy, I tell you, I could come up with an answer for you that would be rational and well thought out, but right at the spur of the moment, I'm gonna rely on your wit and wisdom, O wise one, Davy in Texas, to enlighten us. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you play that introduction music, which kind of tears at the heartstrings of, you know, red-blooded American men, because they'd like to think they're defending their homeland against these terrorists. But if you really take a hard look, imagining, of course, that you have these people living in the area there that love their homeland and love Jesus and want to do what's right, and they take a look over there at military equipment being used to attack a church on Sunday morning. Well, it's kind of hard for me to imagine that that situation would develop that way if you didn't have some double-minded morons living right there. And, of course, you're looking at the people that call themselves Southern Baptists.
Well, you know, Davey, if I can just jump in here briefly, Janet Reno, a despicable human being, member of the Clinton administration, remember those folks, those of you who might be tempted to put him back in the White House, but she said we're there to defend the children, and then they kill them all.
Well, yeah.
What a hypocrite.
She actually wasn't on site proper. You know, you have to understand who was running the operations on the ground at Waco. And my goodness, you're looking at...
She was pulling the strings. She was in charge.
I don't believe that at all, really and truly. If you
take
a hard look at it, that's what I'm trying to say. And I know we only just have a few minutes left here, but what I'm saying is that if you didn't have people that were mind-controlled to see exactly what they're not seeing, in other words, in America, you should never have seen, like at Kent State, you should never have seen military brought out to enforce a civilian law. Is that up or down? You know what I mean? Either we have posse comitatus after the so-called Civil War, or what's the deal? But, you know, in Waco proper, you have the Grand Lodge of Texas, all right, which is the manifestation they call Freemasonry. But you got to look at where that comes from. But the people, the Baptist people themselves, have been mind-controlled by these people that invented this Freemasonry deal, all right? There you got two dots joined together.
You know, we've got to run here, Davey, but...
I wanted to point out one thing briefly, real quick. If
sure,
you take a
sure,
look
sure.
at Jesus over there, when he's having his time there in Galilee and Judea, take a look and see what he's seeing as he's walking around the countryside there. Here he's got these people running up inside these synagogues, and over on the outside of the synagogues, they got people that's possessed by demons. Now let's see if we can connect these two big fat dots together in our minds, just like at Waco, to see how people get mind controlled, you know, over in that building.
Okay,
and they got demons running around. Thank you, Don.
You've made your point there, Davey. You've made your point. We've got to run. The thrust of the conversation this morning was on the North American Union, and we're going to stay on the subject because it's so crucially important. We want to thank you, Davey, for calling on this Valentine's Day, sharing your opinion with us. It's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. Don Wayne here, and you know, I want to thank you for participating in this program. We're trying to bring the truth out. We're trying to manifest the truth so that you're armed with the truth. Remember the admonition, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So thanks to all of our callers. Thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us here on this Valentine's Day 2008. Don Wayne, I kid you not.